WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, Governor Murphy admits he wasn't wearing a mask when he came in contact with Deputy Chief of Staff Mike Delamater, who later tested positive for COVID-19 Saturday night when they were out together at a Hoboken bar. Murphy hosted a social gathering with about half a dozen others. He was maskless because he was eating and drinking. While Delamater tested positive, Murphy has taken two COVID tests this week and remains negative. He remains quarantined, though, at least until Monday, just to be safe. The investigation continues into the murders of two young brothers in Trenton who were shot to death while inside their own home. Trenton Mayor Reed Gashora says young people must stop using deadly force to settle arguments and disputes.
We really need to gather as a community. The senseless violence just can't continue.
Last year in Trenton, there were 15 shooting deaths. So far in 2020, that number is up to 34. Vooten Middle and high school students will remain all remote and not return to in-person classes until February 1st. That is the latest reopening date announced so far by a school district in the wake of the pandemic. Students in the kindergarten through fifth grade schools will start 2 weeks earlier. The town of Edison has decided to extend outdoor dining through the end of the year to help bring in more patrons during the pandemic. Mayor Thomas Lenke has signed an executive order allowing outdoor dining until December 31st. It was supposed to expire on Halloween. In Hoboken, the city council also voted to extend outdoor dining till the end of the year. And in Morristown, outdoor dining permits have been pushed to November 1st. Distractions behind the wheel account for the greatest number of teen driver crashes, and those crashes are a leading cause of brain injuries. And crashes and brain injuries are some of the biggest reasons behind teen deaths. So identifying what those distractions are and discouraging them early and actively can help prevent that domino effect, according to NGM Consumer Safety Director Violet Marrero.
Anything that they do that takes their attention from the wheel, whether that's eating or changing the station, talking to a friend, most certainly, you know, using their devices, that's a distraction.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's Teen Driver Safety Week is running through Saturday. Say goodbye to the Lakewood Blue Claws baseball team. They're not going away, but the Single-A Phillies affiliate will change their name to the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. The team president says the Jersey Shore is an amazing place to work and raise a family. The Blue Claws are proud to play a role in the fabric of the Shore's vibrant community. They will still play at First Energy Park in Lakewood. Get the latest Jersey news on your schedule on demand. Go to nj1015.com/podcast. Enjoy today. Friday brings a shift in temperatures. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey, fast traffic in 1 minute.
Jersey.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 2:03. Now New Jersey 101.5 fast traffic.
Well, the traffic on 287 remains pretty busy on the southbound side, coming down from south of 78 down to exit 17 near 202 and 6. This is a problem we've had in the express lanes. A crash involving a vehicle fire now closing just the left lane, but the traffic is still on the crowded side. We're not doing badly on the parkway or the New Jersey Turnpike, Route 1 through Edison. You've got some slow spots, same deal with Route 9 heading in through Lakewood, and 295 northbound right lane repairs at Scotch Road. Heading up towards the Scudder's Fall Bridge Toll Plaza. We're not doing badly overall across the Delaware and the Hudson River crossing. We have road work leaving New Jersey on the lower level George Washington Bridge in one lane at mid-span. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 2:18 from the All-American Auto Group Traffic Desk. Shop today at allamericanautogroup.com. I'm Tom Rivers on New Jersey 101.5.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 155 points. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 2:04.
Garden State, we need your vote. For New Jersey 101.5 and All-American Subaru's cutest pet. We've received thousands of pet photos and narrowed it down to the 10 best. Now we need your vote. And the grand prize winner will receive $500 in cash and prizes. Thanks to our pawsome sponsors, All-American Subaru in Old Bridge and NJPetSupply.com. Visit NJ115.com/pets2020 and vote today for Jersey's cutest pet.
5 News Time is 2:07 now, New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
Once again this afternoon, temperatures are holding about 10 degrees warmer than the norm for late October. Mid-70s or so now, partly to mostly sunny skies, dry weather, hardly any wind, very nice. But we do have some changes ahead, the first of which begins tonight as our wind shifts to blow off the cool, humid ocean. Partly cloudy, probably foggy again tonight, low near 60. And tomorrow doesn't look as nice as today, especially along the coast. Mostly cloudy skies with a few sprinkles and a bit cooler, highs upper 60s to lower 70s. Saturday will start okay with highs in the lower 70s, then turning breezy with a shower chance starting in the afternoon. And Sunday, what a difference. Much cooler, cloudy, and showery. Sunday's highs only mid-50s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zara.
New Jersey weather made possible by 1-800-CAR-CASH. Want to sell your own car? Skip the hassle and get top dollar. Go to 1-800-CAR-CASH-NJ.com for your free top dollar quote. They'll beat any verified offer. 1-800-CAR-CASH-NJ.com. Buys it fast for the most cash. Livingston, 69 degrees. Pomona is 75. Edison, 69. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent to your smartphone. It's free from New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey.